This is Matt Rice with a Marketline report for March 15th. Brazil's grain industry controlling U.S. markets as prices looking gloomy over the day. Here's Virginia McGathy from the floor of the CME in Chicago to talk about the grain market.
I'm Virginia McGathy here on the floor at the CME Group reporting to you on the grain market. Today, soybeans is still falling. That Brazil harvest keeps marching on, and it's just too much for our U.S. markets. It's really putting pressure on the market. The outlook does look pretty bleak, and it's difficult to say how far we can go. The U.S. dollar index being as strong as it is, it's not up all that much today, but it's still pretty strong, and it's no help to the market.
For those Chicago markets, July wheat prices closed the day down three quarters at 445. Chicago July corn prices were down 1.25 to finish the day at 369.5. Prices in Portland for soft white winter wheat of ordinary protein for August new crop were down 1 to 11, ranging from 455.5 to 467. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein future prices for August new crop were down three quarters, ranging from 529.25 to 544.25. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for August new crop were up a half, ranging from 661.5 to 666.5. August live cattle finished the day down 70 cents at 102.77.5. May feeder cattle were down 47.5 cents on the day at 126.35. May Class 3 milk was up 10 cents at 15.74. Thanks for tuning in to the Marketline Report. This is Matt Rice with the Ag Information Network of the West.